Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Duel and Friends, where we talk about the last week's show. This is our weekly podcast, and tonight I'm filling in for Carrie right now, Carrie the Diva. She's at hockey games tonight. She may join us later. And we've got Rose. Rose is there handling the dashboard.
Hi there.
And Marianne is there.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. So I think we have a few callers coming too. So anyway, you can find Carrie on at Diva of Duel on Twitter. And we've got a Facebook page, Diva of Duel or Diva of Days. I forget. If you look up Diva of Days, I think you can find it. And also a fan page as well. And it's also got a blog. And so lots of good stuff there about the show and everything. And so anyway, so welcome everybody. Let's see. I guess we also want to say hi, give a shout out to our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, and say hi to them. And also, it would be great to, for anybody who's not already following at Lauren Coslow, to follow her, and at Teo Panglis as well. And Galen Gehring and anybody else you might want to follow from Dave. Is that all? Can you guys think of anybody else we need to pimp right at the beginning?
Ian Buchanan? Yeah.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Kilt Trip USA?
Yeah, Kilt Trip USA, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were having a little pre-discussion about GH and Dave again. How we're really enjoying GH. So
I'm really enjoying GH. Sorry, Dave fans, but
yeah.
They outright outmaneuver out everything.
Yes, Dave. They do, sadly, mm-hmm. right now.
Use their vets, use all their characters, so many characters
yep.
and actors and veterans, and they know how to
yes.
to use them all with good storylines.
So I guess you would be alluding to the fact that Dave has spent the last 8 weeks dwelling on Jennifer, Daniel, and Chloe.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not working for just about anyone.
No. If that's their bread and butter storyline and what they're going to, promote the show with, I don't know. I don't know who's in charge there. But
they're going to starve.
Yeah. They need to find another writer, another producer, or something. Dave seems to go in hills and valleys, up and down,
they
up and
do.
Down. They're not consistent. They're never consistent. So
it's frustrating too. Our friend Kenneth announced last week that David Sherrill was coming back and that David Levinson was leaving as a script writer. And it's funny because he was definitely right about that. It's funny because I was watching an episode that really sucked and unfortunately realized that David Sherrill had written it. I hate to say it. I don't know the man. But it just I'm not saying all of his writing isn't great, but that particular episode was not a good episode. And nothing against the guy, but why would they trade out somebody who writes great scripts with somebody who is, from what I recall about previous runs, average at best in terms of it's very obvious.
It's all about the money.
I don't get it, but anyway, I don't know, I just don't understand, but I think we're pretty much in general agreement that the Daniel, Chloe, Jennifer thing, the only saving grace, we were talking before we came on.
Right.
Marianne, you were saying that you might want to say about Daniel.
Daniel and Chloe, that was the best part, was when Daniel really just set her up, making it look like he was ready to start over and try. And I have to say, Daniel, you know, found his ball finally, finally caught a clue, finally figured it out from, you know, it clicked. Something clicked there with that whole passport. You know, when he saw the passport,
uh-huh.
then had Rafe. He got Rafe's help, found out that Nancy was in Brazil, and then Nicole talked to him, tried to, you know, talk
yep.
some sense into him, and said these things, and then it just clicked that he realized that that's why Jennifer did that. It had to be some reason, and he figured it out, you know, about not being able to see his child again. So that was the best part, when he just, like, set her up and then just blasted her. So
yeah.
She'll be. So it sounds like the way it ended today, that she says, now I know what I have to do. So I'm guessing she's leaving town, and I guess Parker, and she'll probably be leaving Parker with Daniel, from what I'm thinking.
I hope so, because Parker's adorable. That
yeah,
little kid.
So,
and he's so
be,
cute. He
he'll
can
be
actually
staying
act.
Until he's,
I mean, he can actually
yeah,
act.
He's kind of cute.
He's
yeah,
the cutest
yeah.
little things.
Yeah.
He's adorable. They really got a good find there. I will say, Days does a great job with casting little kids. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
had some good casting. Speaking of which,
yeah,
I haven't seen Theo in a long time. Huh.
Yeah, and Johnny and Sydney. I'm just hoping when they do come back on at the Demure Mansion that they're not in high school. Which I have
know.
A feeling maybe they will be.
I know. I'm a little worried about that, too.
Because I think JJ,
so
isn't Jack Jr. supposed to come back? And he's probably about high school age, so I don't
yeah.
know. I'm hoping they don't source them because
yeah.
it's been so long. Look how long it's been since we've seen Johnny or Sydney. So
yeah, the Johnny twins on their little Facebook account, they posted a picture of each set of twins, the Sydney twins, the Johnny twins,
oh,
and the Allie
cool.
twins, all together just, I think it was yesterday.
That's cool.
Oh,
on,
okay.
the Days,
well, hopefully.
On the Days Facebook page?
Yeah, it's on the kids, the Johnny twins.
That's a cool idea.
Oh,
I never thought about
yeah.
having them all in one picture. That's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It's really a cute picture. It really is. I'll find the name of the account, but it's really a
mm-hmm.
cute picture. It's got all three of them, and the Allie and Johnny twins are just so cute, hugging each other and stuff, and then the Sydney twins are in front. It's real cute.
Oh, that's good. I just hope they don't, but, you know, I have a feeling that sooner or later, it's the same with Sierra and Theo, I'm wondering, so I don't know.
Well, I hope they don't. I hope they keep the kids around, because they've really done a great job with casting with the kids, little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a scene a while back where, well, it might have been a couple months now, but where Johnny was stealing the bacon off of Rafe's plate. So cute. I happened to be watching that the other day, and I was like, oh, that's so cute. So yeah, we'll see. I haven't seen Sierra too much lately either, except for when she was doing her religious studies at the
yeah.
at the church. She saw her, she was crushing on her is it her uncle Eric? I lose
uncle,
track. Okay.
Yeah, with the
cousin.
Uncle Eric. Yeah, uncle Eric.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
her great uncle.
Anyway,
yeah, I don't
know. So, yeah, so the Jennifer stuff is, I mean, I've literally, and I used to love Missy Reese. I mean, I love Missy Reese. I used to love Jack and Jen, and I used to love Jennifer. I love Jennifer and Hope, you know, cousin friendship, all
mm-hmm.
that. But, I mean, I have to pretty much fast forward just about every scene she's in right now. It's so painful as far as the story and as far as how they.
She needed to give Daniel a little more credit, you know. That she,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Well, and I mean, but I, and like I said, the thing of it is, Days needs to know how to write a payoff that doesn't you don't have to go through months of torture to get to. I mean, it's one thing, you know, yeah, there's all, you know, we love, as soap fans, we love the angst, we love the drama and all that, but we don't want it to hurt, like, physically, when we have to watch.
Yeah, it took a long time of all these.
It took a heck of a long time to get to the point where Daniel finally figured it all out. And
yeah,
yeah,
making
the
him
payoff
look stupid
was really
the
good.
Through.
The payoff
mm-hmm.
was really
oh, yeah.
good.
The payoff was good.
Tear Chloe apart. But at the same time, how many weeks have we had to go through the torture of this to get to this point? And, you know, at least some of it should be enjoyable along the way, and it just hasn't been. And I think part of it's because they're writing the characters completely out of character. they had to twist Chloe completely around in order to get her to act like she's acting. And Jennifer's been a complete, you know, she's not even rootable for most of us. So I saw somebody tweet tonight, I saw something about a tweet about NBC Days had asked, is everybody else excited for Monday? And they said, what, are Daniel and Jennifer being killed off? That's the only thing that would make me excited or something. I was like,
Chloe's leaving, but why don't she just take them two with her, too?
Yeah, that might not be.
Would anybody really? I mean, when you have, I'm sorry, I'm not a Sean Christian fan. I mean, I know, he's a decent actor, but if you're making him your main storyline actor instead of James Scott, there's something very wrong there. When he has a major storyline and you give nothing. I mean, EJ's what, pimping Gabby and Nick basically in the storyline. Sam and EJ really don't have a storyline at this point, other than that. Although it's good to see them in that storyline.
Yeah.
But, like, helping Will in making the plans.
Have you been enjoying the Jammy scenes?
Oh, yeah, they're cute. They're sweet together. Rosie, yeah.
I loved it when EJ sat there in front of Sammy and told Will he wanted to make Sammy an honest woman. Or make an honest woman.
Oh, yeah, the subject. Yeah. And Will says, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And Sammy had an eyelash at that one.
Yeah,
so it was really weird.
I don't know if you've seen the previews. I don't know if it should spoil, but they're out there online. You know, the preview for next
Monday,
I guess.
It's on the cover.
Yeah, he's
going to
propose, and she's going to tell him no. So I don't know what that's all about. Why would you tell EJ no? I would never tell EJ no. Anything.
Yeah, I would say no to that.
Never say no for anything.
Who can say no to that?
I know, really.
Well, that'll be just temporary. You know, she'll crack.
She's gonna crack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was. I really loved the fact, though, that she matched her nail polish to that orange sweater. I mean, it was like the nails just literally disappeared.
Oh yeah, that orange sweater was like that was blinding, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was. And the nails were a perfect orange match, and the bracelet was too. It had gold stripes in it, but the bracelet disappeared in front of the sweater.
Oh, funny! I also watched that part. I missed that. Oh.
So yeah, the bracelet, the nails, and the sweater were all the exact same color.
I think it's Sammy being upset with. She was kind of upset with EJ because she thought that she was upset that she felt that EJ was going to forgive his father and get back in cahoots with his father. Well, why would she get mad at him for that when she wants to get, you know, she wants his help? Yeah. That
didn't
make kind of make sense.
Though. She doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, I think she
really,
wants
I said, wait
the
a minute.
Help. I think she wants the help, but she wants it her way. She doesn't want to give Stefano anything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, yeah. And then Kristen came in, and that was kind of funny, you know, with Sammy. And then she says, oh, there's no secrets in this house. And
yeah,
then EJ says, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
What's that?
The dress she was wearing, it had stripes going up on the top part and the stripes on the bottom going across. And it looked like a potato sack.
Yes, it looked, it did. It was like, what, a grayish color, black and gray?
It was gray with black stripes, and it looked like a potato sack.
Yeah, and then she had her hair and that stupid ponytail.
It reminded me of that episode of I Love Lucy, where her and Ethel go and, you know what I'm talking about, and Ricky, and they find this designer dress that they really, really want, and it's like hundreds of dollars, and so Ricky and Fred, they turn around and they go buy a potato sack because that's what it looks like to them. That dress reminded me of that. Sorry.
Yeah. Hmm.
I mean, she wore it well, but.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of fashion or whatever, I thought of you, Rose, when I noticed that Nicole's hair is suddenly frou-frou, you know. Now that Vargas is sniffing around, I noticed that her hairstyle has been stepped up a notch or two.
Yeah,
oh,
it's all longer and fuller, and it's completely different.
Did you ever notice that? Because, I mean, it was kind of back and kind of straight and everything, kind of blah lately. So she's been like monastery girl, you know?
Yeah.
And she's kind of had the plain Jane look going lately. And then Vargas shows up and he bonds with her, and next thing you know, boy, her hair is curled.
Her hair was perfectly curled in the back, and it was gorgeous. Her makeup was just spotless.
Yeah, she looked great.
Mm-hmm. The only problem I had was she looked like she had been trying to learn how to work at Home Depot in the paint department.
In what regard?
You mean the dress?
With the paint all over her dress.
Oh, okay.
That blushy color dress.
The way it was, yeah, it looks like she spilled paint everywhere.
I didn't even notice that. Not funny. But I did notice the hair. That cracked me. I mean, she looked really good. But I was just thinking that was funny because all of a sudden Nicole's curling her hair because Vargas is, coming around. He has that effect on women. What can I say?
And did you see the way Did you see the way Nicole dropped that dessert by accident so she could bend over in front of Vargas?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I missed. I missed some parts. I'm gonna have to go back and watch.
It was cute. She dropped. I don't know if it was on purpose or by accident, but it almost seemed like it was purposefully on accident to show her, ability to pick up a box, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure. And her long legs, I'm sure were appearing somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and the low-cut shirt.
Well, again, we talked about Vargas last week, and we tweeted with, I think it's Twitter.
Yeah, we got tweets back from him.
Was it the Sean Douglas.
The Sean.
Underscore
Douglas. Douglas.
Yeah, it's Sean, S-E-A-N, underscore Douglas, which we were thinking was kind of fun because Hope's son's name is Sean Douglas on the show, and we've got the actor Sean Douglas that we're thinking could be either a Nicole or a Hope hookup relationship. So we talked about the hotness of Vargas last week and tweeted with the actor who plays him, and that was fun. And
he listened to our show, too.
Yes, we sent him the link, and he listened. We told him we had some fun conversations about Vargas, and he said he would come on the show, so we're thinking probably May. He's real busy this month between filming, and I think he's got a movie that he's working on. We're thinking we're going to try to, I'm going to say this, hoping that Ken is listening, we're going to try to grab Vargas for Sean Douglas, a.k.a. Vargas, for next month. But anyway, I think Kenneth will appreciate that word grab. We hope to get to chat with him. He's honestly, aside from his obvious hotness, he's a really good actor. I mean, he caught all of our eyes, not for just the wrong reasons. but he really shows a lot of versatility in the part. The things he's getting to play right now. He could have chosen different routes, and he really, you can tell that he's really very talented and very smart about what he's doing. So we wish him the best, and we're really hoping that he can stick around Salem for a while. Like we said last week, he could be a Patch-type character that gets redeemed somehow and then assimilates into Salem.
Curious to know what's
Salem
going
society.
On with him and Nick, what he has Nick, planned for Nick. Because they did meet up with Nick and Gabby in the pub.
Yeah, there was something on Friday, and I couldn't rewind to catch it fast enough, but something about money that he owes to Vargas, that he promised Vargas for.
Yeah.
I don't know if Vargas gave him protection in prison, or if he got Vargas in trouble somehow. So he had to serve longer time.
There's some sort of scheme that they're involved in, too. Maybe Nick, he's so smart, maybe he came up with a way. I don't know, but they definitely, I think Vargas protected him, definitely, something along those lines. But there's some other scheme they've got going, and if you notice, Vargas is very keyed into the Demiras. He's very much like, in prison, in where I was, he was looking at a picture of a picture of Christ. It was on the wall in the church, and said something like, the Demiras are equivalent of that in prison. Basically like they rule. So anyway, and they have all the power and everything. So So he definitely knows who the Demiras are, and he made such a point of talking to Nicole about them and stuff. There's something going on there. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're going to plan some sort of heist of some sort, or if they're trying to launder money somehow. You know, I don't know what's going on, but it sounded to me like there was some sort of scheme that they were involved in prison, and that he's going to try to execute on the outside with Nick. At least that's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. But I like the way they've showed different sides to Vargas. So, you know, they could totally go either way with that character, or many different ways with that character. And I love how
I just see him be like Shay, you know, different, you know, not bad
yeah.
and good, you know, not
yeah.
completely good, not
yeah.
completely bad, kind of like
right.
EJ, you know how
we
EJ
like
was,
gray,
you
know how we like our gray characters,
yeah, you know, yes, our
yeah,
shades
I mean, yeah,
of gray
I would,
characters,
it would be boring
yeah.
if he were like totally good, but I mean,
yeah.
he could
mm-hmm.
be a fun gray character,
mm-hmm.
And you know, and I noticed that, have you guys noticed that he's always lurking, always listening in on conversations behind the door? You know, he's always
yeah.
keying into things.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
and,
taking
you know,
it all in, whatever it is.
And it's also really interesting. One of the things that caught my eye was the Vargas and Nicole scene at the pub, where he's talking about how yeah he knew Nick just because he just saw this scared kid every once in a while out in the yard. And Nicole turned around and said, I can't imagine what it would be like to be inside prison. Well, she's been there. And it made me think, well, why was that point made that she can't imagine that? And I was thinking that, you know, Vargas might be playing on Nicole, too, because she's so close to the Demiras, and she spent time in prison herself.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
that is an odd line, considering she's
totally out of, yeah.
Maybe she's
yeah.
trying to act like, has she told him that she was in prison? Because,
no, I
yeah,
don't think
I,
she has yet.
I thought she did. Yeah, I thought she did, too. But
I wonder
she
if
told him.
I wonder if that was a David Sherrill script, because, you know, the character.
You know, it's not the first time the writers got things wrong.
That's true, that's true.
Forgot history
that's
or
odd.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's really odd, unless she was playing it somehow. Because, I mean, she even made the comment on Monday or Tuesday's show when she was talking to Vargas that you know, everybody knows my story here. They know all about my drama, so... And
mm-hmm.
he says, well, I was kind of away when all that was going on, kind of thing. He reminds her that he was in the big house, you know. So it's kind of like...
I might have gotten the wording wrong, but that's the way I heard it was. I can't imagine what he must have gone... Poor guy, I can't imagine what he must have gone through or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I don't know, but I mean, but when she was talking to Vargas earlier in the week, she basically alluded to all of her tough times and how... You know, the whole town knew about him, you know, so she really
yeah.
doesn't like to rehash it because everybody knows her history.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know. That's an interesting comment. I don't know. Huh.
Yeah. We also have a couple of things going on in the chat room right now, and that's everybody's trying to find out who Jen Lilly, she's been brought back today.
Who, oh, yeah, uh-huh. she's coming.
She's been hired
but she
today.
Said she's not a recast or a new, you know, she's not a recast of a not a recast because everyone thought Belle. You know,
everybody
because she played
well, yeah.
Yes.
Weren't we speculating that maybe she plays Shane and Kim's one of Shane and Kim's kids?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would have speculated Belle too myself because
mm-hmm.
you know now you've got the soap opera digest with the front cover showing Bo is returning. And
oh, really?
He's with
really?
Belle and Sean right now.
Huh.
Belle and Sean and Claire, isn't he?
Yeah,
you know,
there are rumors that he's coming
back. Why wouldn't they have brought Martha
on the
Madison
cover of
Soap
Opera Digest? I don't know. I didn't get to read the article, so I don't know.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's even Peter Reckle coming back. I don't know.
Oh.
I just, it's just one of those headlines I saw on the front cover. It has a picture of Bo. And
the other Bo, Robert Kelker Kelly, he's back as Stavros on General Hospital, so it wouldn't be him coming back.
No,
I don't know.
But it just seems the timing seems right for it to be Belle, so I'm surprised that she's
you would think,
not
yeah.
a recast.
She said she's not a recast, so I don't know if it's a completely new character with ties to somebody. I don't know. I think she said something like that.
That would make sense.
Or some ties to somebody there.
Well, I'm kind of wondering if they're, you know, since they're supposedly bringing Jack Jr. back, And
yeah,
then
Dan
Lilly would be too old for him, though, wouldn't she? Because isn't he supposed to be in high school or something?
I'm thinking high school because they say boarding school stuff. And Abby's only, like, not even 21 yet. Or, well, she must be because she got into that
Abby's
club. Like 20, yeah, 21,
that club,
22.
Yeah. That club was
awesome,
but
she's young 20s.
That club was kind of a cool club. You guys must have loved all the eye candy in there.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, Cameron and his
Cameron and his band.
I know. I enjoyed his the crotch shots from last week. Did he have any more this week?
Oh, yeah. And Caroline Brady running around with her one, shaking them
in the
air.
Yeah, that was funny.
How did she get in there? How did she – what was the story on that? I missed
that.
She was there with a friend of hers
from the Alzheimer's Anonymous Club or whatever.
Oh, how funny.
Her and another lady were there taking in the flight.
They were. Somebody took them to a meeting or a church or something, or a museum or something, and
they snuck out or something.
Yeah,
they
ditched them.
To have some fun. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go watch that. That's
and then Ann was there, you know, trying to get she wanted to get Cameron in trouble. Because he was, like, nasty to her, so she was going to get him in trouble, you know.
And Abby jumped up on stage,
Chad got him drunk, got her drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Ann passed out there at the table on Chad's lap when Abby couldn't, Abby kept trying to get to the back of the stage to tell Cameron what was going on. And Chad's like, wait, that's really your idea? As she ends up being danced with on stage. And he's all, wait, that's how you plan to fix this? So he turns around and he introduces himself to Anne and sits down and buys her a drink.
Yeah, got her. Yeah, give him stuff or shots in her beer or whatever she was drinking anyway. She got drunk, yeah, and passed out. So she never did see Cameron, and yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. I know we're not supposed to like her because she's.
I kind of enjoying Chad and Abby together actually again. I still say they have more chemistry than
Cameron. They're being funny and stuff. There's that humor that's being written, which is great. Mm-hmm.
She kept telling me, "Stop it with the jokes already." Yeah.
They never had chemistry before, but they do have a witty repartee thing going, and it is endearing. I have to admit, it is entertaining. So maybe, because see, I've said this before, I used to love Cameron and Abby, but when they switched actors, I mean, certainly the guy is attractive. I think he's a very attractive guy. And what's not to love about that? And definitely up there with the chest. He's up in the probably top five for the chest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I don't know. I just don't see the chemistry between those two. But you're right, Marianne. I think there's more chemistry with Chad now than I'm around.
And Jan brought up a point. Had been talking earlier. You know, Jan, and she brought up a point about, you know, how we said we kept wondering why did the old Cameron or Skylar leave? Do you think maybe because this scene where they were doing the striptease and that, and he just maybe couldn't do it as well as this other guy? You know, he's a very attractive man. He's a bigger guy, but maybe he's not. I mean, this guy here is, like, ripped, and he has the, not to say that Skylar probably has a great body, too.
Skylar,
he might not
Skylar
have been able to do that, and they needed an actor more physically able to do that. I don't know.
You know, Skylar
Dan
is a personal trainer. He's a
and
personal
now
trainer.
That I think about it, who's that?
Skylar's a personal trainer.
He looked like he would be to me, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and they haven't written this
but you never know.
For Cameron until, gosh, she's been on there a couple of months, so it's 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. There could have been more to it than just that.
I don't know.
If you had a guy that could do that and could act, you know, why would you get rid of him?
Yeah, I don't
there's
know.
There's other factors,
I,
I'm sure.
I wish we knew the behind the scenes on that because it's frustrating because I really felt like Skylar Yancey and Kate Mancy. Yancey and Mancy. Oh, they could open up a business. They really had chemistry. And I'm not knocking Nathan. He's a good actor. You know, he seems like he's a solid actor, and he's getting more comfortable, I think, in the role, and they're giving him more to do. And so that's, you know, that's cool. I have nothing against him, but I don't get it, really, in terms of the chemistry. But, you know, but who knows? I mean, maybe this will lead – it looks like there's more to this story that's unraveling here. So.
Oh, and Stefano met him today, or the other day, not today,
okay,
a couple days ago. Yeah, finally introduced.
Something significant about that.
And he said to him, anything I can do to help you, you know, because you're Lexi's brother, you know.
Uh-huh.
So Stefano put the offer, and then he's trying to get Chad back to the house, back to the mansion.
Summer's coming, and every year we end up with the younger kid generation storylines for the summer.
For the summer.
You know, mm-hmm. So they're, you know, it's coming.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's talk about the other end of the spectrum with Rate, because they were hot again this week. We didn't see much of them, but Kate and Rafe were doing it again in the bed, and none of us were complaining about that. So they just don't have long enough scenes or enough screen time, in my opinion. After they did their thing, they were talking and. You know, there again, Stefano gets brought up again and stuff, and then, and Kate's just concerned about Rafe. She doesn't want him to get hurt or anything, because if Stefano's mad or finds out about them and everything. And he had a cute line. He said something like, I can't keep my hands off of you or something whenever we're together in private. And he said, and of course, she said something like, we always manage to end up in your bed. And he's like, well, I can't keep my hands off of you when we're in private, and we're in private a lot because you don't want us to be public. So he's cute. It was a cute scene. And then he got up to get a shower, and Kate said she was going to join him, and we all got excited thinking we're going to have an on-screen shower scene with Rate. And then they flipped to her calling an attorney and trying to get paperwork to stick it to Gabby. So... anyway, so that was a letdown because we really wanted to see that shower scene. We're way overdue for one of those. And then the next thing you know, she's clothed and at the pub shoving some legal papers in front of Gabby. And basically what she was trying to do is get Gabby to sign off on, Will having some rights for the baby, you know, to be able to have the baby every other holiday and... some other things.
But she left that part out.
What's that?
She left that part out, according to Nick.
She was trying to convince Gabby that, you know, well, of course, I mean, you want the baby, you know, Will and the baby's life and all. She's like, yes, and all. It was kind of like easily led her down the path to where she was about to sign the papers. And then Nick shows up, and then Rafe shows up, and Rafe grabs the papers and looks at her and is mad, you know, looks at Kate and is pretty mad. And basically rips the papers up and tosses them in the trash later. And anyway, so they follow, Rafe and Kate follow each other out and have an argument outside. And, at one point he says something like, this conversation's over if we're going to ever talk again or something like that. Like he was about to blow up and was like, you know, we need to end this now if we're going to continue talking in the future, you know. So he wasn't real happy about that whole thing, and he said, you know, this is Gabby's baby. She has a right to have the child every holiday, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, and Kate was like, well, you know, I just was trying to look out for Will's interests and Will's relationship with his child and all, and so they were basically had a big argument about it, and then I'm just hoping that they will have makeup sex later. Anyway, so that was about the extent of it from what I can remember. So we didn't get enough Rate this week. We got way too much Jennifer and Daniel and Chloe.
Every day, yeah.
Let's see, what else is going on?
Brady and Kristen and what's that guy, Cy.
She's
worried about him, although I don't know. That I don't know what I still don't know what the end game is there, like where she's going with this. I guess it's supposed to hurt Brady, but I still don't get what's going on.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, John and Marlena haven't been on that much. It's supposed to hurt John and Marlena, but she's more or less hurting Brady more than John and Marlena. So I don't really get that. Like, how much longer she's going to be on, or is she going to? Did I hear, is the other character supposed to come on? Like Susan and the other one?
No, I hope not. Oh, Lord.
I hope, yes. So I don't know. I just keep wondering if they're going to go there or not. No, I hope not either.
I thought I heard that she was going back to Y&R.
Well, yeah, I heard that too.
I heard that she was at Y&R, but I don't know if she's doing both shows, because I remember when
she first came to Dave's, we talked about how she was doing both.
I don't know. I just know that when she first came over to Dave's, it was like, well, I wanted to do both shows or something. You know, I remember reading something about it. So I don't know if they finally figured that out or if she's only, I don't know.
Whatever payoff they have, it's taken so long to get to it. And, again, we've had to go through all this time with Kristen and Brady and Brady and Kristen and Kristen and Brady and Brady. Oh, it's like, please, put me out of my misery. So I just love how she just walks, Kristen walks into people's offices and starts looking at their stuff, and nobody seems to mind. I mean, at least Hope told her when she caught her looking at the pictures, she was like, yeah, well, my desk is off limits or something like that. But Kristen just seems to be able to get into places and read people's stuff and look at things. And it was really weird, too, the way they executed that whole Kristen saying, oh, yeah, that's the guy. And it looked nothing like Cy, you know. And then Brady comes in. Didn't she realize that Brady was going to come in and be like, no, that doesn't look like the guy? I mean, you know, I don't know. That whole thing was weird.
Yeah, like it didn't even throw up a red flag to Brady or Hope, it didn't seem like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, and Hope's a detective there, and you think she would
have... She went to the Beau Brady School of Detective Work, I guess.
Oh, yeah, really.
What I loved is, did anyone else think the same thing I thought of when she was talking about this guy doing the mugging and everything? Thinking, well, gee, Hope, just a few short years ago, you were doing that in the middle of the night. Remember Nighttime Hope?
I know, yeah.
Oh, Nighttime Hope, yeah.
That is so true.
How quickly everyone forgets, right? It's like,
yeah, really, we did probably. That's one of the storylines we wanted to forget, yeah.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I liked about that story was Dr. Baker, remember? I loved him. I loved John Calvin.
Oh, Dr. Baker. Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, that
he was awesome.
He was great. I wish he'd come back.
Another thing I wanted to talk about was the shout-out that Teo Panglis got from General Hospital.
Ooh.
Did you see about that on TV Guide?
No.
TV Guide, Meg. Oh, you didn't hear that? Oh, yeah.
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
And with an interview with, I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name,
Ron Kevlar.
Yeah, from General Hospital. And I guess they ask him, you know, about a return of Victor Cassadine now with all the Cassadines coming back. Because on General Hospital right now, they're on Cassadine Island, and they're doing the whole Ice Princess storyline over now, and Robert Kelker Kelly's back. Davros, and he has Lulu frozen on ice, you know, all that. And he was asking about a return, and he said, well, not at this time. The storyline now, the arc of the story doesn't, but you know, they always, you know, a good actor Taya was or whatever, but that, you know, more or less leaving the door open in the future.
Oh, wow.
Kind of sounded, yeah, so it was nice that TV got asked that, and, you know, he was mentioned, and
oh, that's cool.
In that interview. So that was kind of hopeful because everyone's on Twitter now and, you know, saying that they'd like him to, everybody wants to see Victor Cassadine back. So,
gosh, if he could come back, even if it was a short-term deal for GH, that could turn into something about him coming back to Days.
Yeah. You know, and Days has had so many opportunities to bring him back. And
they're the land of missed opportunities when it comes to
So it's like, you know, well, now maybe time he comes back to General Hospital, maybe, you know, because they do appreciate their veteran actors. I mean, you have Tony Geary over there now and Ian Buchanan. I just love to see him get on there and work with those two actors. So that would be really good. So, but as all, you know, everyone, you know, Days fans still would like to see him come back as Tony or Andre, too. So anyway, hopefully one of those shows will get smart and pick him up.
I know tonight we started out really late. Sorry. did we have any other major events this week that you want to talk about, or should I go ahead and bring on a... We've got two callers, so...
Oh, okay. You can pick callers, I guess.
Okay.
Did we cover everything?
That's what I'm asking. It was so much Danielle and Jennifer that...
I was going to say, I'm drawing a blank on anything else right now.
That was just about it, I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides the Danielle and Jennifer story, it was kind of slow for everything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did like that Sunny, when EJ and Sammy came to the coffee house to talk to Will, and Sammy was going to, she was going to bite her tongue and be nice to Nick, and she can, you know, she'll be nice. And when they sat down to talk to Sunny and Will, I liked the fact that Sunny was actually out there protecting Will because of the whole Stefano deal. And EJ's telling Will that he needs to swing by the mansion more often and see them so that Stefano can get to see him more often. And Will says, you know, when my uncle does things for people, there's always something in return. And I just know how this works.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I like this idea very much. So, you know, it reminded viewers that Victor Kiriakis is, you know, the Stefano DeMiro on that side of the tracks. So Sonny was just so cute, you know, protecting Will. So.
Aw, that's a good point.
And that was cute.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, well, let's get Amanda then.
All right. Hello. Hey, Amanda.
Hi,
how
I was just really enjoying
it. Hi.
I was laughing at some of the comments you were making. I just like the whole, you know, with Wilson and Jamie, I just thought they were great together.
Yeah.
And I just like the fact they're all discussing everything. It's just like, it's Sammy, it was cracking me up because what was she says? When they were talking about him sneaking into the room, and she goes, no, just don't worry about it right now. You just were loving Will. I went, aw. Sammy was just cracking me up, though. Because you could tell, she goes, he can't see this coming. I'm going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And what was it, the line?
You mean Sammy is
Nick.
Back and forth.
They have to be nice to Nick.
When Nick showed up there doing the whole fake apology, and he says to Will, I mean not Will, to Sonny, we're good, right? And Sonny goes, yeah, we're just dandy.
We're just dandy.
Yeah, we're just dandy.
And then, like, was it Nick was pissed because, you know, Kate was trying to get Gabby to sign something, and Will goes, yeah, only you could force somebody to sign something. And I was just, like, going, I like Will better when he's like, screw you, I don't give a crap anymore.
Yes.
I prefer Will like that.
Yeah, Will took a stand for himself for once and told Nick, yeah, like, you're the only person who can make people sign papers, you know. And he really actually took a stand, and EJ had to hold Sammy back outside and said, no.
I know, it was great. What was the other thing? I agree with all your complaints about, God, Jennifer. I just was so sick of it. What actually was weird, on Friday, I didn't think this would happen because I really hated how they kind of destroyed Chloe for this crap. You know, I think she's a great actress. But I actually have more sympathy for her than for Dana. He's going on about, well, you cheated on Phil. And I'm going, dude, you're like, you know, going after Chloe when you're supposed to be with Kate. And then you're basically pretending to be Luke. And he pretended to be Luke's friend.
Yeah, Chloe did have some good points. I mean, she did have some, you know, she was tricked herself, you know, by, what was it, Vivian? Yeah, Vivian.
Vivian and Kate. Kate tried to throw her down an elevator shaft.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, she did have some good points. Yeah.
This is one of the reasons.
I also like that they brought up the Nicole issue again, finally, because, you know, Chloe and Nicole, I've always had an issue with them being best of friends now, ever since Nicole gave her flesh-eating, you know, bacteria.
Yes.
And she stood there in front of Daniel and said, but you can forgive Nicole after everything she's done, you know.
Which is a good point.
Which was a really good point, except for the fact that she's best friends with her.
Right. What was the other thing that I kind of want? Oh, God. I do like Rafe and Kate together, but I'm kind of like, I really am getting annoyed at Rafe and his fathers can't really have rights. And it's really starting to piss me off with him. It's kind of like he acted like Kate was attacking Gabby when she's just asking her for a simple thing. And Gabby owes Will something. I mean, she's pretty much getting her way all along. And Rafe, I just wanted Kate to, like, smack him because she made some very valid points with Rafe. He expects her to let his sister do whatever the hell she wants. And she's just it's the same thing he did with Sammy. It's one of the reasons why I hated Safe is that everything, as long as it's going his way, everything's fine. But if you don't agree with him, he'll yell at you and tear you down.
Right.
And I'm like, Kate, this is the kind of thing, because if he doesn't, like...
And why shouldn't Will have visitation on holidays?
Really?
I think he's being totally unreasonable. I think all along, Gabby has been unreasonable when it comes to this baby.
But do you think that maybe when Rafe actually realizes what has happened and that Gabby doesn't want Will out of the baby's life completely, that maybe Rafe will make up with Kate better?
I don't think it'll last long. I think I liked them together, but he needs to realize that Kate's going to protect Will. If he doesn't like that, he needs to go somewhere else. Because she's not going to let him railroad Will at the same time. Remember, Kate also doesn't realize, she pointed out that the only reason you're punishing Will for what Sammy chose somebody else. But she doesn't also realize that one of the reasons why Sammy didn't want to be around, Rafe is because he was tearing Will down, saying all these horrible stuff, not only to her about Will, to Caroline, and then he did to Eric, He was being a total dick. he acted like his sister was such a victim, and she somehow got pregnant immaculately. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just think he needs to realize that he can't just push the woman in his life around, and they're supposed to just take his crap, because supposedly he's supposedly good in bed. I don't think so. You're not EJ.
He's not EJ.
I just don't think it's fair that he's punishing Will, because, number one, he thinks his sister's such a victim, or because, Sammy chose a better man. I'm sorry. No. It just really is annoying. I was trying to like Rafe again.
He's still on Will's side in a way. He's kind of like right
in
the middle
there. I thought he was.
He kind of defended Will, and he's been really supportive of Will and Sonny. And I kind of like the whole Wilson and Rafe dynamic to force the quad. They're cute. Rafe up to now has been pretty reasonable. I thought today, that scene was the first time I've seen him lately be an ass about it, And I think part of it, honestly, I think he was more mad that Kate did that behind his back without, wait a minute, we were in bed this morning, everything's cool, and all of a sudden you're over here with legal papers, trying to get my sister to sign something. So I almost got the feeling he was more pissed that she did it being sneaky, kind of being a little bit of classic Kate,
As far as Rafe knows, everything is fine and being worked out amicably.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah, so why do we need these papers?
Kate doesn't know anything either, right?
She wants to keep Sammy away from the baby, so he's basically saying... And she basically pointed out that he was threatened to, Nick probably threatened Will. And he goes, well, that was necessary if it kept Sammy away from the baby. I'm going, what? So he's okay with Will being blackmailed as long as Sammy gets kept away from the baby? I'm like,
Then Kate brought that up about Sammy, and then he was like, this conversation needs to be over if we're ever going to speak again, kind of thing.
I
read it more that he was more mad that – he kind of felt a little bit hurt that, he's like, wait, we were in bed last night, we were in bed this morning, everything's fine. This whole time you had this in your bag, And she's like, no, I just got the papers today, later this morning. It wasn't like before that. But, I think he was almost more upset with her thinking that she hadn't included him in on that and just did it. And so I almost think he was more upset about that than he was that she was trying to get Will some rights, because he's been, he's been very supportive of Will. So
that's
I almost read it more that it was about their relationship and about him feeling kind of like, whoa, this came out of left field. We talk about things, and then all of a sudden, you've got these papers, and I don't know anything about it, and you're presenting them to my sister, wanting her to sign it, So, well, here's that's the way I interpreted it. It wasn't so much about him not wanting Will to be protected or wanting Will to have a place in the baby's life, as it was he was just kind of caught off guard that Kate pulled this out of nowhere. I don't know. That was my take on it.
My favorite line she said is that your precious sister is married to a sociopath.
That was funny. I loved it. Exactly.
And his reaction was like a non-reaction. We don't really know that. She goes, oh, come on, really? I was hysterical.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, they were cute. They're good. Oh, I love them together. They're so funny. Oh, they're so hot.
I might love him a little more if he isn't such a jackass sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, I wish he would realize that fathers are just as important as mothers.
Yeah.
As anything, in some ways more, you know?
Well, like I said, I almost felt like, I mean, I could be wrong, let's just see where the writing goes, but I think he was just more upset with her that she pulled that than it was on principle that he didn't agree, you know?
Yeah.
I think because he's been very reasonable with Will, and they're close, he and Will are close. And he looks at him as kind of a son and everything. So I honestly don't think he wishes ill of Will. You know, I think it's more that he was just kind of in the moment caught off guard that Kate pulled this, and he didn't have any idea. But spoiler that Gabby finds out about their relationship, I think it's next week maybe? I'm not sure. But
well, I will say this much. If Rafe, when he finds out everything that Nick's been pulling, and if he still doesn't try to say Will deserves rights, then I'll say Rafe and you get smacked. You know? I think Will's been bending over backwards for his sister, and she hasn't done anything for him. You know what I mean? That's why he needs that custody. I don't trust Gabby.
I just hate how passive and mousy Gabby's been. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Well, she's always kind of been kind of weak, so it's not the unusual.
Yeah, that's true.
She's been annoying. She's always been annoying.
She's always been annoying. I've never liked her.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
I think she was actually worse when she was with Will. She just got on my nerves. I'm like, why are you wasting your time with this annoying pain in the ass? Well, dump her ass. What the hell? It's like, oh, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good enough. I'm like, oh, shut up. God.
Well, Amanda.
She wouldn't even shut him after they had sex. She's like, then she became more annoying. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, thank God he was gay. Get rid of her. Oh, God.
Well, Amanda, we're gonna try to keep tonight short. So was there anything quickly left that you wanted to say?
Other than I don't need another 5 days of Danifer, I think I'll go crazy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's the unanimous decision, yeah. Okay.
Well,
thanks, Amanda. Thanks. Right. Thanks for calling.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm with Amanda. I don't need 5 more days of Jennifer.
Oh, no. Just say no.
Just say no.
No to Jennifer.
Yeah. I did like seeing Laura Horton on with her, though, for a little while. That was neat. That was neat seeing her back with her mom when you... Yeah, but anyway, and we have April.
Hey, ladies, how are you doing this evening?
We're good. How are you?
Hello.
Good, thank you. Where's George? I haven't heard him for a while.
I was just thinking of George just as you came on. I was like, where's George? Exactly.
Yeah. We're a little later tonight.
Sexy radio.
He has his show tonight.
We can hear his sexy radio voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I haven't heard him for a few weeks. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I know. It's been a few weeks since he's called in.
Yeah.
Track that boy down.
I know. Well, he's following me on Twitter, but I sent him a request that he has a lot of Twitter, so I don't know. Maybe he's taking a break from social media. I don't know. So, is everybody as sick of Danifer as I am? I agree
with
you.
Oh, my
lady.
Gosh. Oh,
God, it's time to move on.
Sick of working it. Be done.
I think we were tired of them before they even started. But anyway,
I feel sorry for Missy Reeves. I know she has to, you know, act what they write, but maybe they're getting ready to close it out with Chloe leaving town. I hope.
I hope. But then does that mean we're stuck? Does that mean that we're stuck with another Dannifer reunion and then they're together? Ugh.
Oh God! Do we know?
Are they keeping that cute little boy on there though?
I hope so.
I'm thinking
he's
going
to
stay with Daniel.
He's adorable.
He's going to let him with Daniel.
Yeah.
He's going to have to stay with Daniel.
So cute.
Yeah.
And they have such a cute rapport with each other. So I mean, he's really good with him. And I mean, that little boy is a good little actor. I mean, he is. Whatever they tell him, you know, they must tell him what to say or whatever, but he does it. He's really good.
Yes, he
is. He's really smart. You can tell.
And Sean Christian and him are just so cute together. He works
really well
with the little boy.
They are.
He really does.
I'm telling you, I love Sean Christian. I love Daniel when he's with his kids. You know, when he's with Parker, when he was with Melanie. I really love him. I just don't like him with any of, you know, the only romantic interest I've ever found him to be, I don't know, the only one I ever saw any chemistry with was Kate. Of course, I know, you know, I'm a big Kate fan, but still, like, I really did like the way they were writing Daniel in the early part of their relationship. But, you know, then once the whole Chloe thing came along, it was just like, ugh, ruined it for me. But he's so good with kids and with, you know, even grown kids. But it's just the romantic interest. And, I mean, it's not that he's not a sexy man. He's a nice-looking man. He's got a great body. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with him that way. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's the writing or what, but I just don't enjoy the romantic interest they've written for him. And I hate the way he becomes front and center of a story that, you know, virtually no one is enjoying, you know. So it's just a shame, you know. Ugh. And then you got Maggie coming into the picture. Maggie's meddling and everything, too, and it's just like, ugh. So,
I agree, too. They're not having enough of Ray and Jamie, that's for sure.
I know. Here they have two of the hottest couples, and it's like,
yes,
we hardly see them.
They're being underused right now, EJ and Sammy.
I don't know. Maybe they have other commitments right now, or, you know, I know she's busy with The Biggest Loser, so maybe it's a, you know, maybe they're on hiatus.
I don't know. I don't think it's that. I could be wrong,
yeah.
But maybe they just had a certain amount of time with Nadia. Maybe she just signed on for, you know, 3 months or whatever. I don't know.
True.
But, you know, it's possible that she signed on for a 3-month story arc or whatever. But I don't know. It's like it's just been front and center, and it's, yeah, the payoff at the end was good with Daniel, you know, going after
her.
Oh,
that was something. Oh, I was finally enjoying something. That was great when he nailed her to the floor.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. But the thing of it is, I mean, I know it's hard to judge how long you should stretch something out or anything. If you're going to stretch a story out, make it interesting and where you can find something to root. You can find somebody rootable in this scenario, because honestly, I didn't find any three of those characters rootable in this story.
No.
I mean, yes, I can kind of see Daniel at the end, because he has every right to be pissed at her for what she did.
Right.
And so I'm rooting for him in this scenario, but I'm not honestly rooting for Dannifer versus Danlo. I mean, I could care less about either pairing, you know, and just let Daniel play with his kid. You know what I mean? I enjoy watching that. You know?
What is it about him that attracts the psycho fatal attraction women that go bananas over him? I mean, he's a good looking man, but I mean, both Nicole and Chloe, I mean, not to that extreme.
Even Kate.
I mean, maybe James Scott I can understand, but this guy is nothing, you know, he's okay, but
he's a nice looking man. He's got a great body, it's just, I don't know. But the character's kind of skeevy, though. I mean, I've always thought of him as the dirty doctor. And, oh, I got to say, Lucas going over to Jennifer's house and being like, hey, I heard you dumped him. This is awesome. Best day ever. And she's just like, she's just miserable, you know.
Miserable, and he's
like, oh, I'm so glad you finally saw the light and dumped his ass and everything in public, no less. That's awesome. You know, he's just cheerleading her on, you know. And then he goes, you know what? Rafe is available. I should see if we can hook you guys up. And I think he doesn't know yet that his mother is doing Rafe right now.
There's still a lot of people that don't know about that. Yeah,
that's going to be priceless when that comes out.
Speaking about Vargas, I heard you guys speaking about him earlier.
Uh-huh.
Vargas.
Yes.
I have a feeling that Nicole, right, I guess Eric is up at a convention or seminar. I have a feeling just she's about ready, you know, to get involved with Vargas. I think Father Eric's going to come back, and I think there's going to be a triangle. I think he's going to get jealous.
Ooh, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
Papa's
got to
get that man.
Triangle.
Get that caller off of there. Yes.
Yes. De-caller that man. De-frock
yeah.
it now. Well, because the thing of it is, Vargas is listening to, you know, he's probably playing Nicole like a fiddle, but it's working. I mean, I'm falling for it. That would be hotness around all around. Woo.
Yep.
You know, earlier we were talking about Chad and Abby and how we actually kind of like them this time around. And
uh-huh.
I think I might know why. Chad is not trying to be picture perfect anymore. If you go back to the pub scene, he was trying to pay people off like a demure, you know?
Oh,
and in,
yes.
you know, kind of embracing his demure gray side.
Which
and he's
we
becoming
always
a,
wanted him to.
Yeah. And he's becoming more of a gray than
yes.
the DA's
mm-hmm.
son.
Good point.
He's definitely playing into the demure side more. You know, I loved him trying to pay off people, and then they would take off, and he'd be like, hey, wait a second, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cute. But that might be why we are enjoying him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I mean, I've always wanted him to embrace more of his, if they're going to make him, Marianne, you can vouch for this. That's a perfectly good waste of a Demira seed. You know what I mean? It's like if you're going to be a Demira, you need to have some gray in you. I mean, come on.
Right,
so.
Right. I mean, yeah, Chad could have been. I mean, at one point he was, and then he got, you know, they just didn't write the character right, I don't think, at all. I don't think necessarily with the actor. I think, you know, it's
no,
just
I don't
where
think.
They... Yeah, they just, you know, they just didn't do it right.
Yeah. And then they've got Stefano coming into the coffee house and talking to Chad and saying, wow,
mm-hmm.
this place is actually making any money, you know. And it's like, we're doing okay. And Stefano's like, well, you'd be doing a lot better if you didn't have to pay rent, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know where they're going with that.
Right.
And, of course, now you've got Sonny on one side of that coffee house, and he doesn't want anything to do with Stefano. And you've got Chad... who's going to be embracing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, a little bit of conflict there, right? I don't know if they're going to do it that way, but...
yeah. Well, and it makes me wonder, with Stefano paying attention to Cameron all of a sudden, it makes me wonder, I had heard a long time ago that Cameron's father, there was some history, something either sinister or... that his father's some sort of big shot somewhere. So I wonder where that's going to come into play at some point, you know?
Yeah, with his father, yeah, who his father is.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or is he just paying attention to Cameron because Cameron's girl is the girl that seems to do well with his son?
But Cameron who? What?
Cameron and Abby versus
oh, yeah?
Chad and Abby.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
That's what I was thinking, if he's doing more research as to how to get Cameron out of Abby's life so that Abby would be in Chad's. I don't know.
Huh. I don't know.
Seems more like a Stefano thing to do.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know.
Or Stefano.
So do we think that Stefano's going to... I guess we're all assuming Stefano already knows about Kate and Rafe, and... wondering, is he going to go after Rafe, do you think? Or what? I mean, because they keep kind of building up to this, but I'm wondering what's going to happen.
I don't know. You think he knows, but we don't know for sure if he knows. Kate thinks he does, but who knows?
I just think there's so much more. There's still so
much
more
to the
story to be told.
Yeah.
I mean, I just hope Days continues to write for Rafe because there's aside from the sexy side and their funny, quirky relation, you know, their quirkiness and stuff, they're just fun to watch. But there are so many layers to that relationship and to the ripple effect of them being together. I mean, there's so many different ways they can play that. And so it really was a genius move on whoever's part that came up with it. And I'm just starting to feel like, I hope they, you know, hope they continue this and they explore even more, because I think there's so much to be had by, you know, all the different angles of people that, you know, that are involved in their lives and stuff, and that will be shocked or have different reactions to them being together and everything. So I don't know. I just hope that we get a chance to see all that.
Well, I think that's about it, girls.
Yeah.
Other than remembering once again Caroline, remembering Caroline running through that bar holding her ones again, that was just the cutest scene in the world.
That is
I loved
so
it.
Funny.
I loved it. Yeah.
I loved it. I think that was the greatest scene this week right there.
Oh.
Yeah. She stole the whole week.
And she did sit there. She did sit there at the table with her drink in hand, and she said, "I know that kid." You know, so that might be leading up to something later on, maybe, because that was Abby and Chad's worry was that even if Anne doesn't see Cameron on stage, Mrs. Brady's there too, and if Mrs. Brady's there, the whole town
around Salem, the whole town.
Yeah. And she sat there at the table and said, I think I know that kid. I think I know him from somewhere. And it was an awesome scene with Mrs. Brady, though. Awesome scene with the two ladies at the table.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch that. I missed that part.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back and watch that for sure. So.
Yeah, I think I want to watch it again. It was an awesome scene.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, good. Well, hey, I think we're good.
Just about done.
Well, did we want to talk
about tomorrow night? Remind everybody
tomorrow
night.
Remind everybody tomorrow, Marie Cheatham.
Yeah.
And
tomorrow
that's a
night, we're interviewing Marie Cheatham, who played Marie on Days for several years, and also came back a couple years ago when Alice passed away and resumed the resumed playing the character. It's a lovely woman. She's been around for many years in many different roles, and she's got a new show on, is it Nickelodeon, I think? But she's just delightful. We interviewed her a couple of years ago, and she's just delightful. She's been on Search for Tomorrow and just has a long, you know, and Days and other shows as well. Just has a long history and soaps and everything. So we're going to be interviewing her tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern, correct? 10 o'clock Eastern.
Right,
10 Central.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And so come back and join us and call in and talk to Marie.
Yes,
all
okay.
Right, take care.
Okay.
Thanks
see you girls tomorrow night.
Thanks for doing the dashboard, and thanks Mary Ann, Amanda, and
nice.
April. Thanks
fun.
For calling in. All right, night, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Chat room. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.